You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 129. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we shall discuss a local Wunny tournament. And no, this is not a repeat. Then we've got some triple action, and we have another spoiler. So it's a lot of the same stuff we talked about last week.
Yeah, it's unusual. We all sort of were confused to have Wunny 2 weeks in a row, but it was a nice change. I say change, but it really wasn't. I did see a couple of the same decks, or at least variations on the same decks.
Yeah. I had a new deck.
You did, and then you wouldn't play despite our protestations to the contrary.
Yeah, there were six people, and I had a little girl to take care of running around the house, so I sat out and let the let the players play. And Johnny took first place with a Bajoran deck.
Again, did you get to play Johnny? We guarantee this is not a repeat episode.
Yeah.
Just a repeat occurrence.
I don't see your name on his list of people that he played. He went undefeated with a modified win to TK. The rest were full wins over Charlie, TV, and Matt. So you didn't get to see what he was playing?
I did not. I'm assuming it was Bajoran Resistance. That'd be my traditional guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I only see two espionages in the deck.
Really?
Does he usually run with more than that? I mean, I imagine you'd want at least four.
Yeah, I mean, the traditional deck does seem to run at least four or five.
Yeah, there's a Bajoran Resistance cell in the deck, but perhaps he changed out his mission set for this. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. No, he wasn't playing. He was playing Federation last week. He wasn't playing Bajoran.
No. Yes, yeah. That's correct.
But he did win.
But
2 weeks in a row.
But, you know, any given tournament saying Johnny wins with Bajoran is, can sound like it was a repeat. That was the joke I was going for.
Sure, sure. You know what? I see another espionage in his tent. So that's three. I guess that's the first three or four turns.
Well, maybe he had other engines.
I guess so, but why wouldn't? Well, you know what? It's probably up to his mission selection. But I can't imagine you wouldn't just put four in your deck. You figure?
I don't know. I mean, I believe he was also running the Sona to complement them. We were running pretty close together, so it was hard not to get a glimpse of what other people were doing.
Right. There's no Bajoran on Federation espionage, is there?
No. There's just the one Bajoran on Cardassian, and then the very last one we got Bajoran on Dominion.
That'd be interesting to throw one out there and just, like, story it for, like, the Mirror Universe.
Ha! Yeah, that would be cool.
But on the other hand, Bajoran Resistance is pretty good already. He was playing a 100-card draw deck. Who plays a deck that big?
Yeah, seriously. You should have at least 50 more cards in there.
So, the question is, how big was your deck this week? You haven't posted it yet.
I haven't.
Probably because you're still writing it up.
Yeah, it takes a long time to put all those cards in. I don't know. I came off of it not very happy, so I have not been terribly eager to sit down and put it into the system. I had what I thought was going to be a fun a pretty cool idea in as much as I was stealing other people's ideas and sort of trying to enhance them or tweak them to be my own. Unfortunately, they were two ideas that two of our other local players had used just recently and were in fact still using. So as soon as, you know, one or two of the key cards are glimpsed, then the jig is up. And if, you know, what's coming, you can either do what you do you know, they could just do what they needed to do to counteract it, either move quickly or move to a different mission or counter stuff. I had, Charlie knew exactly what I was going to pull, you know, what was coming, or he said he didn't. He was the first person to go to a space mission. I had tricks at planet mission and space mission. And I was doing the, Johnny busted out the Barrage, last week or maybe a couple of weeks ago and has been using that for a while. And that was, you know, a cute idea. It's a medium sized wall and, you know, with Barrage out, hologram rooms becomes a really big wall.
Yes.
There aren't a lot of out there. And particularly against certain affiliations, 60 integrity is...
That could be pretty rough.
It's got a lot of people. I decided to try something I had seen some folks online doing, which I hadn't done in a decade or more, which is use tents from the Q's tent in the draw deck to get the key cards.
Oh, and actually play it?
Yeah, and actually play it to get key cards. But the downside is it downloads to hand... And then you draw no cards and you have to play it your next turn.
Right.
So even though I got my second turn Barrage, Charlie playing Mirror Quadrant, I was like, all right, well, he's going to go to planet first, so I better get this out. And it wasn't enough because Mirror uses, you know, Mirror goes so fast. He's like, oh, well, I better attempt before you...
So he had 30-30 out already.
Yeah, he had just barely enough. I think his integrity was 31 or something. And obviously enough cunning if you have that integrity with mirror folks. And the rest of my combos were all point loss. It was lots of people, hire the fewer, and then damage reputation.
Right.
And so he busted that right away and then went to space. He was the first person to get to space against me the whole tournament. I had been waiting to finally get to bust the space combo on somebody. And it's all a bunch of tricks to make you lose range and then hit Scytherians. And he Genesis affected Scytherians. Like... it was like, well, there's really nothing I can do about that. You called all my tricks on the table right away. And at that point, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm tired playing this deck now.
That was the fourth round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cute deck, and I ended up winning that game mostly because of he ran into people getting through the other dilemmas, but... Yeah, I certainly wouldn't play that again, at least. You know, they were both good ideas, and they were both, you know, Thomas had the space idea that I was using with Sheriff Worf and the Holo Program and Johnny's Barrage idea, but having them both having played it meant
they
that
knew what to do.
Everybody, you know, and playing it against the same people, it was, well, everybody knew all these tricks already and knew how to get around them, and I was just throwing blanks at people.
Walls and point loss. Yeah. I should have played my Borg deck.
Yeah, seriously. The only person that I really frustrated, apparently, with my deck was TK, who was playing...
He hasn't been around in a while, so he probably hasn't seen that.
He hadn't, but, I mean, he was like, okay, I've seen, you know, doing that old, you know, whatever, but he really didn't care because he wasn't attempting a lot of missions. He was playing battle. So when he came over to my Husnock ship, and then, he couldn't get there because the range was increased by the Holo Program, and then he couldn't attack me because I had 4 security aboard, and you have to have more security than I do to attack me.
Interesting.
I was playing Cardassian, so I had a lot of security, and a lot of it was free, and a lot of them were... support personnel.
You could just get more, yeah.
I basically had 8 or 9 security on my ship the rest of the game. And he kind of hovered near me, waiting. And Like, all right, well, I got a captive and labor camp and solved my homeworld. And kind of sat there and got 70 points. And luckily,
well, TK ended up coming in second place overall. He was playing, you said, Klingon Battle?
Yes.
It's kind of a new one for around here. We haven't seen that in quite a while.
Not since he played it last. you know, that's...
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, that's one of the decks that he has in his pocket pretty regularly. And so...
Really? I don't think I've ever played against that one.
It's been a while. It's been a few months, yeah. But that's definitely one that he enjoys. You know, lots of free reports and, you know, low staffing and... you know, lots of easy to staff ships, so you can redshirt at a space mission.
That's a lot of players' MO these days.
Yeah. So, but you know, I ended up going 2-2, which is better than expected.
Well, all right, we wrapped up the tournament and played some tribbles and. I loaned TK a deck, and he didn't get very many points with it. I think the only points I got were off of scores and toxins and maybe a random poison or something. And going into the last round, it was pretty much anyone's game. I think Matt was kind of running away with it. And
yeah, it was pretty much all Matt, all game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. It wasn't anyone's game. It was Matt. He had a couple 400,000 or so. And in the last round, TV scored about 500,000 tribbles and jumped into the lead.
As we frequently say... He only has to go out once.
Yeah, yeah. TV is known to play a battle deck with a lot of very high number tribbles, so he ends up putting a lot of tribbles under his play pile. So you're right, he only has to go out once, and when he does, it's 500,000, and that's it.
Yep, and that ended up being the final.
Yep. Were those both league events or just one? I've forgotten.
I believe they were both league events, yes.
Yeah. So that's our special rift report for December 3rd. It's nice. We had a pretty good showing. Six people come out for a 1E tournament, and since I joined up, we had seven for the tribbles. Everyone stayed around. We got a couple of nice kits. So good stuff.
Yeah, it was a late night, but it was a lot of fun.
It was. Four rounds of 1E goes for a long time.
A long time.
Especially with a pizza break in the middle. Well, we've got one other thing to talk about, and that is another Unity card.
Now we've.
What do you think about this one?
This is interesting. She's definitely a card. That...
I just figured you were going to preemptively say this is the favorite card in the set.
This is the best card ever. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of trying to figure out how this is team related, which it basically isn't. But, I mean, it's a good...
Maybe not.
I mean, unless there is a host of... a host. That's funny. Unless there are a host of other cards that go with this of, you know, downloading or whatnot themed. But certainly that's a card that's... this personnel downloads a card that is key to the affiliation that she's going to be helping out. So... and she can play it at either location that you'd want to play her, which is kind of cool. The personnel is... so this personnel is Ferengi affiliation Jadzia Dax. Her subtitle is Tongo Player. Cost of 2, and she has Command Star, and some pretty standard skills for her, Anthropology, Astrometrics, Science, not a whole host of skills, because she only costs 2. Speaking of
Say
host,
again.
She does have the host keyword, and her game text is, while you command a Ferengi Deep Space Nine personnel, you may play this personnel at Mouth of the Wormhole. So you can play her to Frenginar, or you can play her to DS9. Or, to DS9. While this personnel Oh, sorry. When you play this personnel, you may download Tongo Confront.
The attributes are 676, which is about right for a Jadzia persona, right?
Yeah.
Command star, 2 cost. You know, 2 cost for a cunning 7 person, that goes pretty well in the Ferengi build.
It really does.
Just on its own. And Anthro-Astro Science, that's pretty good. Boy, Tongo Confront. How often do you use that?
It depends on the deck.
Yeah.
The Ferengi, it's kind of fallen out of regular use with the... I don't know, Ferengi have kind of gone from the Zek Ishka card counting and shifted more towards the Rom and Rega Kirking, you know, Dilemma Kirking. So this could be something that would encourage the bonus point deck to make a resurgence. Plus, you know, those are skills that are pretty rough. Pretty shallow in the Ferengi depth of skill pools.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of Dabo. Tongo Confront is pretty good. I would still throw that in, even in any build, because you got the setup to look at the top cards of your deck when you're playing with Ishka. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So and now you know two cost for any 676 personnel. That's and the command star. Command stars are rough for.
Yeah, exactly. If this were a real set, let's say this was... I'll take that back. This is a real set. If this was an old-school Decipher set, I'm guessing this would be one of the foils. How many of these would you have collected? Would you fill out a full page?
Well, sure. any Jadzia is a good Jadzia.
I'm just thinking of your binders, and you've got pages and pages of rares and Jadzias and more Jadzias.
It does make it easier to get a full page that way.
Well, now you can just print 9 up. I'm surprised they didn't go for one of her for the promo foil. But I guess Ferengi is probably not as popular as Borg.
Probably not. And as much of a crime that may be, 709 is probably more popular than Jadzia Dax.
You want to read the lore?
The lore is her giving advice, oddly enough, to the Ferengi about how to play. You see, the key to Tongo is to confront when you're sure you're in a better position than the other players. And if your cards match the roll of the dice, then you win.
It's pretty straightforward. This is card 25V44 for you list makers.
All right. I think that's about the limit of our intelligence for this week.
And our bandwidth.
As we get into December, obviously things are going to slow down a bit with the holidays coming up. I think we have a 2E tournament this week and then a Saturday tournament the week after next. But we'll be likely taking a break for our annual Ryzen holiday of Geekmas.
That's right. And everyone will be coming back at the end of the year, or the beginning of the year, for the big Phoenix Tournament throwdown, the All Day of Gaming.
Which is, as always, something to look forward to. It should be fantastic.
Yeah. Live the dream.
Living the dream. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I shall draw 129 to end. Section 31.